Bethany McCallum, she texted that, tweeted that last night. You just heard her. She tweeted that. Quote, never burned a police car myself, but F word, yeah, let's ride against fascism. Man, she's okay, she says, with the rioting. She says rioting isn't violent.
Okay.
This flows right into, wow, the conversation I want to have with my second guest this morning, Sean Parnell, Republican running for Congress. Man, Sean, that is unsettling at best, sir, criminal at worst, would you not say?
I totally agree with you. I was listening to that and I was horrified.
Wow.
There have been left-wing mobs rampaging across this country for the better part of 6 months, burning down businesses. By the way, inner city businesses that are disproportionately minority communities, you know? Imagine a mob coming to your house, attacking your family, attacking your livelihood. And here we have a political leader who, by the way, is on the Allegheny County Board of Elections, right?
She is.
Who is openly calling for rioting. And Marty, I'm telling you, that's what's at stake in this election.
Sean, she was laughing about it.
It's horrifying. Look, there was a police officer. They got a verb for it now. They call it bricked. Right. There was a police officer in the city of Pittsburgh who was put in critical condition because a rioter who also was burning police cars, which apparently she has no issues with, put him in critical condition. This is an officer that has a family. This is an officer who saddles up and go to work every day to protect people like Bethany, who apparently doesn't really care about his health at all. It's just horrifying. I'm telling you. This is on the ballot. Law and order is on the ballot.
Hey, Sean, this transitions into what happened to you, because I believe those sorts of comments inflame, incite, inspire the hooligans, thugs, whatever you want to call them, that spray painted your garage door. Was it Saturday night, Sean?
Yeah, it was Saturday night. I'd spent the day with the president at the rally in Butler, and by the way, absolutely incredible, right? Over 50,000 people there, positive patriots who love this country. By the way, a large percentage of which were Democrats, you know, people that love America, people that believe America is exceptional, people that want this country to prosper. And I came back. Got back at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you know, went to bed, woke up the next morning and see some communist propaganda spray painted on my home while my children sleep.
Man.
You know, and this sort of...
Sean, please read it for folks who obviously can't see it. It's on my Facebook page, but please read it.
Yeah, I don't have the picture in front of me, but what does it say? It says elections, no, revolution, yes.
Exactly.
Right, with a Soviet hammer and sickle. By the way, a symbol of a form of government that was responsible for the deaths of millions of people, you know, and I was flabbergasted when I heard Bethany on your show. I cannot believe that we have someone who is elected that is calling for rioting. I mean, other people's livelihoods get destroyed. You know, African-American communities in and around the city, you know, low-income communities in and around the city, people that are just struggling to get by. Their livelihoods get destroyed when political leaders call for rioting.
I agree.
It's just abhorrent.
I agree. And by the way, a brick, a place right beside your garage door, I mean, I would call that a message. Would you not, Sean?
Yeah. I mean, you know, a brick that was partially spray painted red, you know, and the brick is really like sort of the symbol of Antifa, right?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
I don't know who spray painted my garage door. Antifa, you know, they hit police officers with a brick. They call it getting bricked, or they throw bricks through windows. That's sort of their thing. But you know, this isn't about me, Marty. You know, I can handle myself. What I'm worried about is this violence spilling in to our communities and the people of the 17th congressional district. You know, part of my job as a servant leader is to make sure I put myself between radicals, those that would do harm to the people of this district and the constituents of PA 17, to make sure that violence and rioting never comes here.
Well, I would argue that her statement incites, inspires, and implores the thugs or hooligans that did this to you to do it to others. I think it's cocaine on a table at a drug addict's party. I really do.
I don't understand the logic, but I will tell you that I think it speaks to the fear that those on the radical left have about the outcome of this election in November. I think President Trump is going to win the state of Pennsylvania. I think he's going to win Western Pennsylvania in a big way. I think Republicans are going to win up and down the ballot. And this is what you're hearing from Bethany, is that if that happens, there will be rioting. And Marty, there's only one party that calls for riots, right? I'm not trying to make this political.
Well,
but
hold
I just
on,
heard
hold
her
on,
calling
Sean.
For riots.
It was Donald Trump who said, "Proud Boys, stand back and stand by." I think the anger is fairly spread around, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I do want to say that I was disgusted when I saw what happened to you. I now hear it happened to Doyle's office and Lamb's office. I guess they didn't pick a party or a person. I guess they want to just jack with everybody. What do you think?
Well, I mean, again, I'll stand by my statement. There's only one part. Look, we've seen Antifa, and we've seen Black Lives Matter, Inc., right?
Yep.
Do Black Lives Matter? Of course, because all lives matter. But you've seen Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioting all across this country, you know? And the president, you know, the comment about the Proud Boys stand down. I mean, look, the president has condemned white supremacy 57 times since 2016. In fact, Chris Wallace, in the debate in 2016, asked him the exact same question.
Yes, sir.
Where President Trump unequivocally denounced it. So, yeah, it's not, Doyle's office and Lamb's office were also targeted.
Yes.
But those are offices in public spaces. And while that's absolutely horrific,
I
condemn it in the strongest possible terms, this is my home.
I agree.
It came to my home.
I agree. Are your kids okay?
Yeah, they're okay.
Right.
My son called me last night, and he's like, "Dad, I didn't know the house got vandalized." I'm like, "Buddy, we're fine. I didn't want to tell you that. I'm not trying to worry you." He's only 11, but.
But I love your daughter. I love your daughter and your spots. What did she say?
You know, she runs the show.
Yeah.
She's not worried. I got three of them.
Sean, good luck, brother. Hang in there. We're going to try and talk to you again tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, thanks, Marty. Anytime,
all right.
Okay?
Fascinating times. It's scary.